Living is more than just having a pulse. It's about being fulfilled and doing the things God has called you to do. Let today's Believer's Voice of Victory stir your heart to dream bigger and make the right choices to live long and finish strong.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're talking about victory over death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. God has given us victory. You know that if you're born again, you'll never really face death. You'll just leave this body. Your body will die, but you won't be there. When you leave your body, it dies. You'll leave this body to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. We'll be in His presence. Somebody will have to, should Jesus tarry, we're all going to all go by way of the grave. Somebody will have to put that body, our body's going to go by way of the grave, I should say. Somebody's going to put that body in the grave. But you will be in the presence of the Lord. If you're a believer, if you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, that's the most important decision you can make in life. And so we're looking at the scriptures about dying and living and what is in store for us, the fact that we have nothing to fear in death, and yet we want to live out the full number of our days so that we can serve the Lord. The Lord needs you. Don't get to thinking that you can't be of value to anybody. Just the Lord, here's the deal. The Lord is always hiring. You know, the world out there, they might have a long unemployment line, but the Lord's always hiring. Just say, Lord, what can I do for you? And He'll stir you up and He'll point you to what He's got for you. Hallelujah. And it'll be good and you'll like it. So we're going to talk about, we're just going to look at some scriptures and what the scripture teaches about what we call dying. But it's really, when you look at it from a biblical standpoint, it's what should be called leaving. You are a spirit, you live in a body, and you have a soul. You're three parts. And your spirit man, when you make Jesus the Lord of your life, is born again from life, from death into life, from sin into righteousness. That's what happens to you when you get born again. You're actually, though you're an adult, usually some get, you know, of course, children get born again too, but let's just say you're an adult when you got born again, you were, and your spirit, the inside of you, was born over again. Eternal life was put in you, and that death and sin lost its place in you. Now, you can go ahead and sin with your body after you get born again. You can go ahead and live the wrong way, but you don't have to, because on the inside of you, you've been born over. So we're going to look at some things about what the Scripture says about leaving our body, which we'll do if we live out when we live out the number of our days. We'll leave. Guess what happens to your body? It dies. Somebody has to handle it, bury it, fix it, paint it up. You might look better after you left than you did when you were here, because you'll get all painted and your hair will be fixed and they'll put you on your good suit, but you won't even be there. Glory to God. If you're not going to be there either way. If you're a believer, you'll be with the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you're an unbeliever, we don't want to go there. You'll be with your head, Satan. Now that's the way it is. So Jesus has done us a good thing when He came that we could be born over again. Hallelujah. Never to see death. Bless the Lord. So let's look at some scriptures and we'll just start into this. Our choice determines our days. Now look at Proverbs 3. I think we read this earlier last week, but we're going to read it again. Proverbs 3, 1 and 2, and I'm going to read it in the Amplified. And remember, our choice determines our days. How we choose God and how we choose to obey God, If we obey God, it lengthens our days. If we disobey, it shortens our days. This says in the Amplified Bible of Proverbs 2:1, "My son, if you will receive my words and treasure up my commandments within you." That is the key to victorious living in the earth. Receive whatever God says in the Word. How He says to live, that's the way you want to live. How He says to think, that's the way you want to think. We treasure His commandments. We treasure it when He tells us, do this. We treasure it when He says, don't do this. Because we know that this gives us life, and we know that this cuts the death side, the disobedient side, cuts us short. If you will receive my words and treasure up my commandments within you, making your ear attentive to skillful and godly wisdom and inclining and directing your heart. Now, this is Proverbs 2, and it's in the Amplified Bible. Inclining and directing your heart and mind to understanding, applying all your powers to the quest for it. In other words, you go after the Word of God, and you go after it with the intention of obeying what you find there and following through. Yes, if you cry out for insight, raise your voice for understanding. If you seek wisdom as for silver and search for skillful and godly wisdom as for hidden treasure. In other words, this walk on the path of life with you and on getting to know Jesus more and better and the Word of God, it's not a casual thing. Casual Christians usually just live out here right on the edge of disaster. You know, it's not because you get born again that you are delivered from the situations that are facing you, sickness, disease, poverty, whatever the curse has manifested around you. It's not because you're born again that you get delivered. You get delivered from sin. You get delivered from death when you're born again. But then it's up to you to find out what God says in the Word so that you can obey what He says and get free in every area of your life. And so you have to have a hunger for the Word, and you have to spend time in the Word. What are you doing? You're finding out. Now here you are. You were a sinner one day. You made Jesus the Lord of your life. You got born again. Now you're not a sinner anymore. You're born again, but you've got a lot of old things hanging on you from your old life. You could get born again and still have a desire to do the things that are actually wrong and a sin. You could still have that desire. And if you don't fill up the space with the Word of God and the things of God, if you're not careful, you'll go back to the old lifestyle, the old addictions, and so on. So here's the answer. Cry out for insight and raise your voice for understanding. If you seek wisdom as for silver and search for skillful and godly wisdom as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord and find out the knowledge of God. So the giving ourselves to the Lord is the first most important step. But that's not all there is. Then we go after the knowledge of God, after the Word of God. For God, and you hunger for it and you make it a part of your life. The person that just gets born again never develops. He's not going to walk in victory. He's not going to walk in divine health. He's not going to walk in divine prosperity. Why? Because he's still, for the most part, living like he was before he was born again. He hasn't renewed his mind. The Bible calls what happens to us when we get in the Word of God, it calls that renewing our mind. We have to learn how to think God's thoughts. And the way you do that is through the Word of God. And that's what Proverbs is teaching us. If you seek wisdom, if you go after the wisdom of God as you would for hidden treasures, then you'll understand the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives skillful and godly wisdom. He gives it. It's there for us. From His mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He hides away So this wisdom is not just out here on top of the ground. It's not a treasure just out here on top of the ground. It has to be sought after. It has to be received. He hides away sound and godly wisdom and stores it for the righteous. Well, that would be you if you've made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. You're the righteous. You're made right on the inside. Sin has been driven out, and now you have a tablet of on your heart to fill up with the Word of God. He hides away sound and godly wisdom and stores it for the righteous, those who are upright and in right standing with Him. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly and in integrity. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly and in integrity. And so when you begin to walk in the fullness of your salvation and you begin to walk the way God says walk, it builds a shield around you of protection. That He may guard, He is a shield to those who walk uprightly and in integrity, that He, God, may guard the paths of justice. He preserves the way of His saints or His righteous ones or those who are set apart for Him. He preserves your way. Then you'll understand righteousness, fair dealing in every area and relation. What would that be? That would be wisdom. When you go after the things of God, after the Word of God, He reveals wisdom to you, His wisdom that works and brings you victory. You will understand every good path, for skillful and godly wisdom shall enter into your heart. Knowledge shall be pleasant to you. It's a good thing to have the wisdom of God. It's a good thing to have the knowledge of God. Discretion shall watch over you, and understanding shall keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil and the evil men, from men who speak perverse things and are liars, men who forsake the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. Wisdom and discretion will watch over you and keep you from being taken up in those ways. The men who forsake the paths of uprightness and walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the perverseness of evil, will be protected from those who are crooked in their ways, wayward and devious in their paths. Discretion shall watch over you. Understanding shall keep you, to deliver you from the alien woman, from the outsider and her flattering words. So we're delivered from evil ones, men and women. Glory to God. The NIV version says, do not fret because of evil men. This is Proverbs 24. Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of the wicked, for the evil man has no future hope. Now, you don't want to stay that way. If you're not right with God, if evil's in your life, there's no hope. There's no future hope for you. The only thing for you is to change God's, to make Jesus the Lord of your life. You have no future hope. The lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. That's Proverbs 24:19 in the NIV, which means you'll have a short life. The lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. Now the New Living in Philippians 1:20 says, for I live in eager anticipation and hope that I will never do anything that causes me shame, but that I will always be bold for Christ as I have been in the past. This is what the Apostle Paul said, that my life will always honor Christ whether I live or die. For to me, living is Christ and dying is even better. So we set our hopes in our faith and our future in the Lord. And we want to be obedient. We want to do the things He said so that we can live in the blessing. The verse 20 of that chapter says, so may you walk in the way of good men, and keep the paths of the righteous. the upright and in right standing with God. For the upright shall dwell in the land. In other words, they'll be fixed, they'll have victory, they'll be victorious. And men of integrity, blameless, the upright shall dwell in the land, and the men of integrity, blameless and complete in God's sight, shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the treacherous shall be rooted out. Now we're talking about long life. Listen to what happens here. Chapter 3, my son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. That is the key to a long and a happy and a fruitful life full of joy. For length of days and years of life worth living and tranquility and inward and outward continuing through old age till death, these shall they add to you. That is a great translation of this scripture. Let me read it to you again. This is a key right here of your life and your well-being. My son, forget not my law and teaching. Don't forget what God says. How can you not remember? How can you keep remembering what God says to you in the Word, in His Word? We're the blessed people that have the Word of God written down. Generations and years and generations in the past have not had what we have today. And we can have and walk in a higher place because of the Word that we have access to. I'm going to read it to you again. This is a key of life. My son, forget not my law or teaching. Well, you might have one of those kind of minds that just remember everything you read, but I have to keep going. I have to keep reading. I have to keep studying. I have to keep reminding myself. And that's what this scripture is talking about. Don't forget it. But let your heart keep my commandments. So what do? You keep the Word in your eyes, in your ears. You keep it going in all the time. Every day I endeavor to spend time in the Word. Occasionally something will come up I don't, but it's very rare. I want that Word going in my eyes and my ears all the time. Why? Because I want it in my heart. Because I want my heart, my spirit to be the strong part of me, not my flesh, not what this body wants to do, and not my mind, but my spirit have control. And that's what this is talking about. And here's how you do it. Forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of a life worth living, and tranquility inward and outward, continuing through old age till death. That is through old age. That is for until you leave here, these, the life and peace, shall the Word add to you. Glory to God. That's a great scripture. So the way we want to live in life and peace, it depends on what we do with the Word of God. You know, you might be brilliant. You might have a brilliant mind. You might could remember every scripture you've ever read. But if you don't remember to do it, it's not going to work for you. And so most of us, we have to just, and it's scriptural, to just keep your eyes on the Word every day. You should have some Word going in your eyes and your ears every day, because that Word from God goes in there and then it gets in your heart, in your spirit, and it charges your spirit. It builds your spirit up. It educates your spirit. It tells you how to live. Your spirit, man, the born-again part of you, should be the most powerful part of you. It is more powerful than your mind. Your spirit determines what your mind gets to do. Hallelujah. And so that is the key to life. In all your ways, it says in verse 6. Let's just read this entire thing. Let not mercy and kindness. This just came right out after continuing. Let me just start with 2 again. For length of days and years of a life worth living, and tranquility inward and outward, and continuing through old age till death, in other words, till you leave the earth, these shall they add to you. Let not mercy and kindness, shutting out all hatred,
Let me see, did I read that right?
Let not mercy and kindness, bracket, shutting out all hatred and selfishness, and truth, shutting out all deliberate hypocrisy and falsehood, forsake you. Don't let truth forsake you. Glory to God. Bind them, which is the word. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. So shall you find favor, good understanding, high esteem in the sight of God and man. You want people to think more of you? Then you go after God and you do what He says. And that wisdom from God will give you favor, it says, and good understanding and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Glory to God. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart. And do not rely on your own insight and our understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Know, the Amplified says, in all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him. Think about your ways. Think about when you make a decision, what does the Bible say? What does God say? What's His advice in this matter? It says, He, when you do that, when you acknowledge Him in all your ways, He will direct your path and make straight and plain your path. Glory to God. Be not wise in your own eyes. Don't let pride take you over. Turn entirely away from evil. The wisdom of God says, have nothing to do with evil. When you have nothing to do with evil, you're shutting out the devil. You're shutting out the wicked spirits that operate in this earth against the kingdom of God. Don't be a compromiser. And then it says in verse 8, it shall be health. Turning away from evil shall be health to your nerves and sinews and marrow and moistening to your bones. So that's the way you live free. You acknowledge God in all your ways. You turn away from evil, and it's blessing and health and life to you. That's just right where you want to be. I'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is June 25th and 26th in Lombard, Illinois, at the Weston Lombard Yorktown Center. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. This year, the Southwest Believers Convention is being called Homecoming 2010, August 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org.
New York Times bestselling author Gloria Copeland brings you a new look at God's divine health plan in her new book, Live Long, Finish Strong.
Live Long, Finish Strong reveals vital scriptural keys that can help believers extend their years beyond what they may have thought possible. You can live a long and satisfying life in divine health, strong and well. It'll be a life worth living.
He said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You have to have the mind of God to live for God.
With all the talk about health care, wouldn't it be great to know the one plan that works regardless of age? One that has a promise of radiant health throughout your whole life? God offers a divine health plan for every believer.
You can start with that with your children now. And quality of life means every area being whole and blessed and abundant and fulfilled.
Live long, finish strong gets you excited about what the future holds and about the plan that God has for your life.
I believe this book will be a blessing to you, your family, and friends. Read Live Long, Finish Strong and discover the divine secrets to living healthy, happy, and healed.
Live Long, Finish Strong by Gloria Copeland is now available wherever fine books are sold, in retail stores and online.
We have a new book for you, Live Long and Finish Strong. This is my brand new book. It just came out last week. It's a teaching on longevity, how to live long and how to live strong, how to finish your course and enjoy life. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to get it. It's a blessing to us. You know, we don't have to shrivel up and just become old. Glory to God. We can get on the Word of God. God tells us how to live a long time and how to live in a strong life. So I want to encourage you to get it. I think you'll like it. It's available wherever books are sold. So get yourself one, get your friends one, and when you get it, don't just set it on the shelf, but read it and get into it. Glory to God, and do what the Word says. Father, I pray for all the people. Bless them right now. I command the healing anointing to come upon you now in Jesus' name. And you be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet right now. Take your healing. Just say, I take it. I take my healing in Jesus' name. And you get up and do what you couldn't do before. Act on it. Glory to God. And then write us and tell us what the Lord's done for you. Steve and Kelly Swisher, Kelly Copeland Swisher and her husband, are hosting Behind the Mission Weekends. It's a time for partners. It's a time for you to have a firsthand look at what God is doing through KCM and meeting Kelly and Steve and having a great time. The next one is in Chicago, Illinois, June the 25th through the 26th. Then Orlando, Florida, September the 24th through the 25th. We want to invite all of you to come. They're having a great time in those meetings. It's a good gathering. It's informal. It's fun. And you'll like it. And partners, we're thankful for every one of you. We thank you for supporting us, for blessing us, for staying with us. Many of you have been partners for many years, year after year. And so we want to bless you with these meetings. If more information, you can go to kcm.org, find out all you need to know, and then come. Join me all week. I'll be talking about the things that will encourage you to live long and finish strong. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. Visit our website today for more information at kcm.org. You'll find a resource of word-based teaching materials and study tools to help build your faith and find the answers you've been looking for. If you have a prayer request, call our 24-hour prayer line, 800-600-7395. Have faith in God, awaken your heart to Him, and live in the blessing every day. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.